guess I'll be the true test of this mic, Robbie. It's good to see everyone tonight. I'm definitely not Jeff, so everyone bear with me. I tell you, when Brother Eugene asked you to do a lesson, it's a humbling thing to me. I respect him a great deal, and he thinks enough of me to ask me to get up here. I definitely am not going to say no. But sometimes my situation is what's rolling through my head, so I can't help myself. But I try to go other places, and I just can't. I'm stuck right there, and that's what I'm going to have to talk about. And tonight, just bear with me. This is probably more of an invitation for a Wednesday night than it is a sermon on Sunday. But, you know, life situations kind of, like I said, dictates where your mind stays at. About 9 months ago, I was approached when the manager of the company I'd went to run the door department decided after 32 years he had had enough. And there was two of us in the plant that they came to, and they said, "We want y'all to run it. One, you're going to run the plant. The other one, you're going to run the day-to-day activities of installation, service, those kinds of things." Well, I would have thought that they wanted me to run the inside, because that's where my bread and butter had always been. But I reckon they saw things there inside of me that I wouldn't have thought. So I wound up running all the day-to-day activities on install and service. So that was a tremendous undertaking, and still is to this day. But about 2.5 months ago, my colleague inside decided he's ready to move on too. So for the last 2.5 months, I am Toby Huntsville, American Cabinets, and life has been exceptionally crazy. And dealing with employees is nothing I ever dreamed I would be doing, but I am. And it has been the ultimate headache that I could have ever experienced. And to have guys that have talents and won't use them, or just lazy, drives me insane. And that's kind of where I'm at tonight, is I have employees that I'm constantly shifting because I'm trying to find the guy for the job, and they continually let me down. Whether it's a young guy who's been doing cabinets for 10 years who can cut crown mold, but when I get a phone call from a customer who's just irate, and I get there and it's the worst crown mold job I've ever seen in my life, I become irate because I'm getting chewed out, and guess what? I'm passing the buck. They're going to get chewed out. So I'm constantly shifting people around. I got to find the guy. And those guys, I don't know if you've ever noticed people like that. They have what it takes, but they just refuse to use it. They have this look in their eyes. You ever heard anybody say that the eyes are where you look into the soul? Well, I'm tending to believe that, very much so. These people are just, they're blank in there. They're just at a place where they're just not going to do any better. There's no want to there at all. They just don't care. And at times, I don't understand that. But I've been at points in my life, I'm ashamed to admit, where I can roll back the years and think about different events in my life. And you know what? I can put myself there. Not permanently, but I can put myself there. There are days where I did not care. And that tremendous burden on your shoulders, weighing down on you, made you feel that way, and you chose to go there. And I know we've all been there. And these people remind me, years ago, it's been quite a while since I would go hiking and walk trails. And the wildlife refuge, if you've never been on it, It can be some hazards there, but if you just take off and go through the woods, eventually, from years ago where TVA bought up all these properties to flood out the valley and everything, you will find the remnants of an old homestead. It's long gone, but there's remnants of an old foundation, remnants of someone's flowers, remnants of stuff that just don't belong there. They don't fit because once a home or a house stood there, and it's long gone. And I remember when we were young and married, way before kids, we used to like, in the middle of the winter, there's nothing to do, just to get away. I don't know if any of you have ever been to Mont Eagle, Tennessee, up on Mont Eagle Mountain. There's some cabins up there. It's simple. There's nothing to do except go up there and stay and relax. But on the way up there, we would hook through Fayetteville and hit 64. And this was back in the 90s. But you hit 64 and start toward Mont Eagle out of Fayetteville, Tennessee, and you would just start seeing them. There's these perfectly good houses, just empty, just sitting there. Strode all the way up and down 64. And you had to wonder, what happened? Because they're still in good shape, but nobody's there. And you research that a little bit, and it only takes, you know, all these people. We've seen it when Saginaw shut down. All these people had put everything, entrusted everything, in those weekly paychecks of one plant. One plant shut down, devastated that whole area. They lost everything, just had to pack the bags and walk away. And when you hear about people in those situations, we heard about them here in Limestone County when Saginaw shut down. There were some people that couldn't handle it. They owed the bank everything they had, and they ended it because of it. When the stock market crashed, people did the same thing. But inside those stories, we always hear of the person that's an inspiration, don't we? There's always an inspiration in these bad stories. Someone who has the inclination to be strong, have a soul that's just so strong they refuse to be kept down, and they will rise up even in the worst of adversity. They will just keep kicking and fighting and finding a way to overcome, and you will never know where they had to come from. And like I said, I can relate to some of those situations. Me and Jay married young. When you're young, you make stupid decisions sometimes, and those stupid decisions cost you. And you have to fight your way out of them, fight your way back. And when I think about being young, I think about Paul and Timothy's relationship there. All the things that he was striving for and his love for him. All the things that he was going through and he was trying to build Timothy up. Trying to show him how to live his life. Show him how to improvise and be strong. And how to face these adversities he was going to face and how to overcome them. Now, Steve, you thought I was kidding when I said set that timer on 10 minutes, didn't you? Tonight, turn to, excuse me, 1 Timothy 6. We're going to start in verse 6. Now godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and clothing, with these we shall be content. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. I would like to say this to anybody who's a young married couple all the way down to about to start college, high school, whatever. If you're young, there are so many decisions that you're about to face. And there's so many wrong decisions that you don't need to make. Ultimately, yeah, picking a spouse is a very important decision. Please don't make a bad decision. But putting yourself in a financial state to where you're having to fight tooth and nail, whatever happened to being content with each other? If you pick the right spouse, what more do you need? I mean, that's supposed to be one of the most blissful things on this earth you can experience, is having the love of your life there to live your life and help you make good decisions. But so often I see going for the big house, going for the nice car. Got to have that bass boat. Got to have those jet skis. Got to put in the pool. There's all sorts of things that we're focused on. We're focused on stuff. And there is no happiness there at all. No happiness at all. It will drive you crazy trying to figure out how I'm going to keep paying for this stuff, how I'm going to take care of this stuff. And if you don't remember anything else this night, do not put yourself in a situation where you feel like you're beaten down, you're downtrodden, because those things are going to happen whether you made the bad decisions or not. But if you're already in that state of mind, if I walk up and kick you while you're down, you will go there. You will be that empty. You will be that emptiness that I described in some of the people I know. You will lose your ability to care about things. You might even blame God for it. Tonight I want to leave you with a chapter in Psalms. Turn to 146. Psalms 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. While I live, I will praise the Lord. I will sing praises to my God while I have my being. Do not put your trust in princes, nor in the son of man, or in a son of man, in whom there is no help. His spirit departs, he returns to his earth. In that very day, his plans perish. Happy is he who has the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God, who made the heaven and earth, the sea, and all that is in them, who keeps truth forever, who executes justice for the oppressed, who gives food to the hungry. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteousness. The Lord watches over the strangers. He relieves the fatherless and the widow. But the way of the wicked he turns upside down. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. The Lord is everything to us. He's the one that upholds us. And if you'll flip through your Bible and look for the excuses to be downtrodden and pushed down and beat down, and for any good reason to lose your faith, you won't find it. He's not going to pat you on the back for that. If you want to be in that state, go right ahead. But the Bible calls you foolish, greedy. I mean, it's not pleasant to read about yourself when you're in that state. God's looking at us and thinking, what are you doing? You just think you have it bad. You know nothing. And like I said, I've been there, and that's nothing to brag about. And if y'all will, y'all keep me in your prayers, because I'm at my wit's end a lot of days, and I need all the strength and endurance I can get. And I'm hoping I'm making a difference in some of these kids' lives, because that's what I'm working with, a bunch of kids. And hopefully, just hopefully, by the time I get through with this, I'll have some good upstanding employees, and I can sit back and take a breath again. So remember me in your prayers, and remember those that they just need us to wrap them up and tell them that, you know, we're here for you if you need us. That's what we're here for, right? For each other. Just things to think about. If there's any of you here tonight that needs to make your life right with God, if you stumble, now's the time to take care of that. Tomorrow may be too late. If you haven't taken the steps, proper steps of becoming a Christian, if you haven't given your life to God, tonight, perfect time as well. Take those steps forward tonight. Get started with your new life as we stand and sing.